There's been a lot of finger-pointing since prosecutors announced five former managers at the U.S. Cellular Coliseum were facing 111 criminal counts of theft, fraud, and money laundering. As taxpayers try to assess who's to blame for the alleged fraud, the City of Bloomington auditors face new scrutiny. After all, isn't it the accountant's job to find fraud? GLT's Ryan Denham talked to some experts and found the answer is not so cut and dried.
The most famous example of municipal fraud in Illinois was in Dixon, where City Treasurer Rita Crunwell stole $54 million over two decades. Devin Bruce was hired by the City of Dixon to investigate and pursue whether anyone responsible contributed to the theft.
After going through tens of thousands of pages of documents and working with consultants and experts from around the country, and after taking numerous depositions in our civil lawsuit, we were able to recover for the City of Dixon $40 million, keeping in mind that Rita stole slightly more than that. However, the U.S. Marshal's Office was able to sell a number of her assets and recoup money for the city from a criminal standpoint. So, we went a long way in making the city whole for inadequacies and negligent conduct, we believe, of both the banks and most particularly the accounting firm that was responsible for performing the annual audit.
What can we learn, and what did you learn about the degree to which municipalities like Dixon rely on their auditors to protect taxpayer funds?
Excellent question. They should rely upon their auditors. These accounting firms are charging good money of taxpayers, ultimately, in order to perform annual audits. And as a part of the annual audit, part of that is to identify fraud and any inaccuracies that are contained in the city's finances. So that's part of their job duties and responsibilities according to general accounting standards. And the city pays for those audits to be done properly. So I guess the answer is yes, they do rely on it, and they should. I presume Bloomington doesn't have an army of internal accounting experts and auditors. That's why they hire presumably some outside auditors to do that. I have no idea, but that's the way a lot of cities are set up.
Do you think that city officials, elected officials, and even the general public have any kind of misconceptions about the rigorousness of external auditors like Clifton Larson Allen or other firms as they come into municipality? Did you see any of that as you were working on your case?
I think the general accounting standards are clear that, especially in 2017, the duty and responsibility of the accounting firms is to identify, when performing an annual audit, fraud and misstatement in the financial records. I think that municipalities expect that and believe that that's occurring. Now, whether or not the accounting firms are doing that is a whole different matter. And if you can look at it this way, keep in mind that you have a number of people on a city council or who is the city manager or the mayor of a given city that these people do not have years of training, college education, years of seminars to identify fraud and misstatement. And they're not paying to do that. They're hiring an outside accounting firm to do that. And that's their duty and responsibility, the accounting firm, to do that. And so are they, I guess the question that you're asking is, do municipalities rely upon accounting firms to perform that duty? I think the answer is clearly yes. And should they do so? I think the answer is clearly yes. The question that the city of Bloomington or any other city where some travesty of justice happens is, did the accounting firms do their job or not? And in your situation, I have no idea. I don't know. But that's the question that should be asked. And keep in mind, banks, in order to perpetuate this fraud, many times there's a fraudulent or false bank account or checks that are negotiated that shouldn't be negotiated. I've represented more than the city of Dixon. As a municipality, I have other clients that have had this circumstance where you have embezzlement going on, and you have to look also at the banks. Did they follow their proper banking practices and procedures? And if they didn't, did that contribute to somebody stealing or embezzling money?
As the city of Bloomington tries to answer that question of did its accounting firm do its job as they hired it to do, how do you begin to determine that? Like, what are some of the early indicators and signs that they might see that would indicate in either direction, yes or no?
Certainly. So the first thing that I did with respect to the city of Dixon is, in order to understand whether or not some other cause of this contributed to the theft, and whether it be the accounting firm or a bank. The first question in my mind is, we need to understand, how did the wrongdoer steal or embezzle the money? In a very detailed fashion, we need to understand that. And then, depending upon the answer to that question, the duties of the accounting firm may or may not have been breached. But that's the first step, is to understand exactly how the money was stolen.
What can municipalities learn from your experience with Dixon and ultimately what happened? What should be their takeaway?
I think their takeaway should be that they should, as the city of Dixon did, be able to competently rely upon the accounting firms to do their job, which they're getting paid very well to do. This is not a charity. These accounting firms are getting paid very well to perform their auditing services. Okay, so I think from the city standpoint, you rely upon the accountants. Now, what can they do? One can discuss concepts of rotating accountants, okay, and best practices, depending on the circumstances, is for many times accounting firms to be rotated every several years, so that if you you don't have complacency, you need to have an arm's length transaction between the accounting firm doing the audit and the various individuals that are involved in the city or municipality's finances. You have to have that arm's length transaction. You have to have people that are really scrutinizing the numbers that they're looking at. And if you have an unhealthily good relationship between the accounting firm and those people responsible for the city finances, then that's where you can see circumstances where, that person, and we know him or her very well, and they don't scrutinize it because they know that person very well on a personal basis. So that's why more and more in modern times, the best practices are for accounting firms to rotate their accountants. And you say, well, is that the city's duty and responsibility? I would suggest to you it's not. I would suggest to you that it's the accountants who should be coming to their clients and say, hey, look, we've been working on this account for 4 years or 10 years. Best practices are for you to rotate your accountants. Now, for their best interest, many times that doesn't happen. But I do think that that's incumbent upon the accountants to tell their client that that's an option that they should pursue.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. That was Devin Bruce, the attorney hired by Dixon after its city treasurer stole $54 million over two decades. The city sued and later reached a settlement with its accounting firm, Clifton Larson Allen, and its bank, worth $40 million, for not doing more to stop the fraud. The city of Bloomington declined to comment on whether litigation against its own external auditors under consideration in the Coliseum case. In recent years, the city of Bloomington's external auditor was Sikich. Bloomington paid Sikich, on average, around $152,000 a year from 2012 to 2016 to audit city finances and the Coliseum. In 2015, when prosecutors say the fraud scheme was still underway, the accounting firm Sikich did not find any problems with the Coliseum's financial reporting. That year, the city paid it $123,000. I asked Ed Seip from Illinois State University's Department of Accounting what role audits play for municipalities like Bloomington. He's an expert in financial reporting fraud and auditing techniques.
I think in your case, Ryan, you're talking about external auditors. And the whole purpose for an external auditor is to perform an examination and express an opinion as to whether or not the financial statements that the government, the city, the county, whatever, are prepared in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, and whether or not those financial statements that they have prepared reflects the financial condition of the city or of the municipality in all material respects.
So whose job ultimately is it to protect against a fraud case like this? Is it that external auditor's job? Is it the city administration's job? Or really, is it a matter of we just kind of have to wait until someone's arrested?
Well, it's interesting that you should say should have to wait. In industry, for sure, and I suspect it's the same for governmental entities, the responsibility for fraud lies with management. Now, the auditors, as part of their review, will do some tests to see if internal controls are in place and whether or not they believe that they are operating effectively. But their job is not to detect fraud. Like I said, their job is to look at the financial statements and say, are they reasonably accurate? And when it comes to fraud, quite honestly, in most cases, finding cases of fraud is a matter of luck. In my situation, in all my years, I was involved in 3 fraud cases. One of them came to light because an employee anonymously reported his manager for stealing stuff. In the second case, it was a situation where an employee was stealing money. She got sick. She was off work for a week. And somebody else took over her job, said, something isn't right here. And when she came back, all heck broke loose.
So a few moments ago when you said ultimately the responsibility there lies with management, you're referring to, in this case, like city administration.
Yes, yes. And in that particular case, the ones that should be overseeing the reports, asking the questions, is management. Because, and like I said, in industry, management actually has to sign a letter that's part of the audit report that acknowledges that they are responsible for internal controls and that, to the best of their knowledge, the controls are in place and working effectively.
So speaking of internal controls, as recently as 2015, the city's external auditor, Sikich, audited the Coliseum's finances, and Sikich said in their report that year that, quote, we did not identify any deficiencies in internal control that we considered to be material weaknesses. That's what they wrote. What do they mean by that term, internal control? Can you kind of explain that in layman's terms?
Certainly. What internal controls are is that they are procedures and mechanisms that are put in place that are designed to prevent employees and other people from stealing, embezzling, or misappropriating assets. And they can be physical or they can be procedural. For an example, a physical control would be like, for instance, you go to a clothing store and you walk out of the clothing store and they forgot to remove that security tag on it and the alarms go off. Another example of a physical control would be having cameras over the cash registers so that they can detect whether or not employees are stealing money out of the cash drawer. Those would be examples of physical controls. An example of a procedural control would be a situation where, let's say that the company receives some merchandise. Somebody at the loading dock signs for it, checks to make sure that it's all there. They would then pass that received report on to somebody else who would match it up with the actual invoice that basically says, did what they bill us for is what we actually got. Okay. And then it may be a third person, once that's approved by the second person, would actually write the check. And a fourth person would actually sign the check, make sure that the amount of the invoice and what's on the received report agrees and the check's written for the same amount so that somebody didn't pad the check. So those are the different types of internal controls that companies use. Gotcha. And what management should be monitoring. And so as part of the audit process, I think you said the firm was Sikich. Okay. As part of the process, they would do some testing of those controls. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they would find fraud, you know, because they may do a sample of a certain amount and nothing came up. That would not be unusual.
The city of Dixon is maybe the most famous example in recent memory of municipal fraud.
The city clerk, right?
Treasurer, I think it was.
Treasurer, yeah. She used all that money to manage a horse farm.
Bingo. So in that case, treasurer stole nearly $54 million over like 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
The city eventually sued the auditors and got back $40 million of that money. Has that happened elsewhere? I mean, is that something that you've heard of municipalities doing, and is that a possibility here even?
I don't know that it's a possibility here because like I said, I'm not familiar with what Sikich did, but it has been known to happen, particularly when you're talking about financial reporting fraud. Okay, but in this particular case, it's not financial reporting. Okay. It is just flat sounds like misappropriation. Have companies been sued? Absolutely. The one that comes to mind from an industry perspective is Enron. You know, with all that mess in Enron, one of the firms, or their auditing firm, Arthur Andersen, ended up going out of business over it. But it is unusual. It is extremely unusual.
Do municipal officials and the general public have misconceptions, do you think, about what an auditor does for a municipality?
Absolutely. And we talk about it in our classes. And we refer to it as the expectancy gap as to what the public thinks the auditor's job is and what the auditor's job really is. And I think it's, you know, it's a common thought with the public that they expect that auditors are supposed to find fraud. And that isn't the case. If they do, they will say something about it and they will report it. But that's not what external auditors are charged with doing.
That's GLT's Ryan Denham with Ed Seif from ISU's Department of Accounting. Sickich, the City of Bloomington's external auditor, issued a statement last week after the Coliseum charges were announced. It said the firm is fully cooperating with law enforcement and the city as it relates to alleged criminal acts during periods we were retained by the city.